Nolte, Left's Demand for Racism Far Exceeds the Supply. By John Nolte on June 25, 2020. On Wednesday, as I watched MSNBC race hustler Al Sharpton, NBC's Willie Geist, and NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace make horses asses of themselves with the claim that a loop tied. In 2019, at the end of the rope used to pull down a garage door was in fact a noose placed there to racially terrorize Bubba in 2020. Even though Bubba was randomly assigned that garage for a single race, I thought of my friend and his coloring books. During the early days of the coronavirus lockdown, a friend of mine told me that if he didn't find some toilet paper soon, he was eyeing his daughter's coloring books. When people desperately need something that is no longer available, they improvise, they invent, they make it up. When Sharpton, Geist, and Wallace are so desperate to exploit an act of racism that they are willing to look that ridiculous inventing one, what we have here is a demand for racism that far exceeds the supply. There is proof of this supply problem all over the place. For instance, did you know that the NASCAR noose is the 9th news hoax in as many years? This is the 9th time the media and the left have invented a news hoax to frame America as racist. As far as overall hate hoaxes, we are now in the hundreds. That's right, in just a few years, there have literally been over 100 hate hoaxes perpetrated by the media and the left to frame America as racist. How great of a country is America? How tolerant of a country is America? How not racist is America? America is so great, is so not racist, is so tolerant that in 2015, and in a country with more than 300 million people, the left and the media were forced to claim that a Hispanic man who shot and killed a black youth in self-defense was a white racist hunting black people. The following year, the left and media were so lacking in actual acts of racism to exploit they were forced to use a coloring book called Hands Up, Don't Shoot. There is so little racism in America that we have white people pretending to be black. You know who you are. But it's not just the hoaxes that prove the left has a supply problem. Look at what the left now defines as racism. The left's demand for racism so far exceeds the supply that it is now racist to demand action to stop the violence in Chicago. It is now racist to say all lives matter. It is now racist to be colorblind. It is now racist to not acknowledge the color of someone else's skin and not treat them different because their experiences are different, or something. Abraham Lincoln is racist. Ulysses S. Grant is racist. Criticizing the burning and looting of predominantly black neighborhoods is racist. Criticizing Barack Obama for anything is racist. There's so little racism in America that whenever the media happen upon an actual act of racism, it's the biggest story in the world for days, sometimes weeks. And here's my favorite. The left's demand for racism so exceeds the supply. They have invented the coloring book of unconscious racism or unconscious bias. How great is that? What I mean is that there is so little actual racism out there, the left have been forced to resort to mind reading. And after they're done reading our racist minds, they have been forced to resort to framing us using the crimes of thought crime and wrongthink. Get this. Even though black Nigerians, Jews, Asians, and Indian Americans from India enjoy success, as defined by annual income, college graduation rates, and incarceration rates, superior to whites, we're told white supremacism is still responsible for keeping the non-white population down, or something. But we do it without knowing it, you know, unconsciously, or something. The demand for racism so far exceeds the supply that after America elected a two-term black president, after the black unemployment rate hit recorded lows, after President Trump signed criminal justice reform into law, after every single American was outraged over the horrific death of George Floyd, there were still race riots. Over what? Police shootings of unarmed people, including blacks, have dropped dramatically over the past few years. Black and white deaths at the hands of police officers are almost perfectly representative of the country's racial makeup involving police interactions. The black imprisonment rate has been dramatically shrinking since 2006, and blacks and whites are equally satisfied with their local police. What is all this rioting about? Where the actual racism? Sure, there will always be a few racist jerks out there, of all colors, but come on. It's all coloring books. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.